This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears head into Monday Night Football matchup with the Chargers at 2-5, just one win ahead of Detroit in the NFC North basement. But Sam Acho says the Bears are close to turning the corner.
You know, in the last two games, there's been one play or two plays, maybe even three plays that changed the game. We'd be sitting here at 4-3, you know, minus those two plays, each one in each individual game.
Bears have the day off today. They'll return to practice tomorrow. San Diego will be without receiver Keenan Allen for the rest of the season. He suffered a lacerated kidney. In college football, Atlanta, Santa Clara, California, and New Orleans will host college football playoff national championship games in the upcoming years. Atlanta gets the game in January of 2018. Santa Clara hosts the college football championship in 2019. New Orleans is the site of the 2020 college football playoff championship game. Berrien Hossa will not play against the Blues tonight at the United Center. He's still out with a lower body injury. Coach Joe Quenneville says Hossa may not travel to New Jersey with the team for Friday's game against the Devils either. Puck drops tonight at 7 at the United Center. Bulls back at practice today. They'll take on the Thunder at home tomorrow night. And in baseball, Alexei Ramirez's tenure on the South Side appears to be over. Today, the White Sox declined to pick up his 2016 option, instead took advantage of a $1 million buyout clause. And on Tuesday night, a new documentary about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar called Kareem Minority of One aired on HBO. And Kareem had plenty to say about Michael Jordan's lack of political action, saying, quote, "You can't be afraid of losing shoe sales if you're worried about your civil and human rights. He took commerce over conscience. It's unfortunate for him, but he's got to live with it." This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with special guest and Chicago Bear Sam Acho, broadcasting live Tuesday from Buffalo Wild Wings at Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
I can't believe the Nationals just hired Dusty Baker. What year do they think this is? What is wrong with Mike Rizzo? What happened to him?
The Bud Black offer was insulting. I wouldn't take that either. What are you doing?
That's a non-starter.
Dusty is back in our grasp.
And all the pitchers are immediately hurt. They've got a lot more young pitching than the names that you know, too. There's still guys coming. Those are the guys you got to worry about.
I think what it boils down to next year, it'll be the Nationals and the Cubs. You know what? You say what you will. He wins.
Yeah.
He does.
With the Reds, he doesn't.
Won two division titles. He's in the playoffs three straight years. He gets to the postseason with his teams. I don't like him either. But he does.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Marcus? You know, you hear this stuff about, you know, two plays in one game in 3 minutes and whatever. This is who they are, but I think that we each, either as analysts or fans or media, have to make a decision. Are they a team that is that close and just needs to learn or figure out a way to make those plays and then they're going to be really good? Or are they a team that is maxing out the production capabilities that they have right now, and that's why they continue to be a couple plays or 2 minutes too short? And I tend to think it's the latter, not the former. I don't think this thing is really close right now.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Boers. San Bernstein.
They were doing the Tommy Chong.
Chang. Timmy Chang, right?
Timmy Chang.
I don't know.
What a...
That's not a word.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Come on, you love the idea of Tommy Chong quarterback.
I do. See,
Hawaii.
I actually,
come on.
I'm a little disappointed because I had that sort of marked down as getting the longer form Chris Tannehill treatment today, and now it looks like it's not. It's, you know, we get a, just kind of a little mention there and nothing more than that, but I was thinking it was a rich vein of comedy ore to be extracted and...
Perhaps hey, down the road. I'm a little backlogged with stuff I had to
get through, he's backed up.
Oh, I had no
idea.
He's
a little backed up.
I hope you feel better. I did not know. Okay.
Oh, no, he'll get it. I think anytime you got Tommy Chong mentioned, there should be something. You know, the thing on Kareem is really good. The HBO thing, as always, you know, when they do stuff, man, it's top shelf. And I heard what he said about Michael as well.
Yeah, but Jordan knew that. It's not as if he didn't understand
like
what he was doing.
I talked to Michael about that a number of times. He just didn't care. He look, I mean, it is a, you know, it's in some people's hearts. It's not in others. That doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make them a guy that missed a chance. I mean,
the problem is that he...
And Tiger didn't either.
Yeah, the problem is that he verbalized it by saying Republicans buy shoes, too.
Yes.
He didn't have to do that. He made it seem more crass than it would otherwise have seemed if he had just said nothing and just kind of sat it out.
I get it.
It's different than actively thumbing your nose at any social conscience, because people don't realize it was Jesse Helms. I mean, one of the worst of the worst, a guy who even now, even compared to some of what we see and hear out there, just he never even hid how he actually felt.
No.
I mean, that was just an unabashed, old-fashioned racist running against a black man in North Carolina. And you know, I was living there when this was going on. And I remember what was going on with Harvey Gantt. Not Harvey Grant. It's different. He was not running.
Not Harvey Grant.
But it was that race that they just they felt that he really could have mattered. Maybe he wouldn't have mattered. I don't know.
If you don't have it in your heart, if you're just faking it and walking away through and making a statement here and there, I mean, that's meaningless. He did not have that drive to do it. We talked a number of times about this. He didn't have it in his heart and soul to just do that. He just didn't. I mean, it doesn't make him a guy, well, you missed a great opportunity. Oh, Kareem, relax, you know? Relax. There are plenty of voices out there. You can choose to listen to the ones you want to, but I mean, Michael's business sense to me was amazing. The rest of it, he's crazy. He's all of the above, but that guy... And to this very day, he had a good time last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he did look like he's having a good time
with
his new wife. Maybe he's actually happy.
I think he is. I think he is.
He's been so miserable for so long. And I know a friend of his I should ask.
Ask him, but I checked it out. I think he is. But, there's just so much that you can do, so much you can say. And then every time it's like up to you to be in on it. Well, you know, Kareem, you did it. And others have done it. Jim Brown has done it. I mean, and I don't think Jim Brown sets a sterling example for people either. I mean, he'll throw you off a deck. So, I mean, I don't see any, you know, value necessarily in saying, well, you don't have any social cut. And Michael didn't care. He just didn't have it in his heart. It doesn't make him, you know, well, he missed a great chance. And Kareem, very smart guy, and loves to write and all the other stuff, and terrific. But he always had it in his heart. From the time he was a kid, he was thinking about it. So, I mean, Michael wasn't. He just wasn't. So I'm not going to hold that against Michael. It's enough that we've already discussed about Michael over the years. It says, you know, boy, you know, he's this and he's that. That Hall of Fame speech will forever haunt him, just being so ridiculous about it. But I there's some things I'm not mad about. That's one of them.
Yeah, I can be. I guess I was disappointed at the time, and I'm disappointed now. But I understand that it's just he just wasn't interested. And I have no idea if it's important to him. I have no idea how badly he wanted to defeat Jesse Helms, or if he even cared, or if he thought it was his responsibility to be involved. But I was disappointed then, and I'm still kind of disappointed, because I knew how strongly people felt in that state at that time. So it was too bad, but I get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Nobody needs to be. You can say that you've got a higher calling, you've got a more important social responsibility.
Yeah,
but,
he can.
But he just didn't choose at the time to put that ahead of his business interests, and it's that's his call. He also, by the way, when you talk about his business sense, he had some things that really kind of sucked too. I mean, his first restaurant was bad. The perfume, that didn't go well.
No, that's correct. I don't know if that was his idea, though.
It doesn't matter. Nothing's his idea. He's not a businessman.
Yes.
You talk about a failure, too. Those shoes.
Oh, yeah, those stupid-ass shoes.
No one's buying any of those shoes, ever.
No, there were things. He did a hair care product when he first got here.
Not that guy.
No, it was like a Soul Glow Jerry Curl kind of thing.
I remember it.
I don't remember what it was called.
He had a Chevy deal, too, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
That worked out well. That was good, though. His first restaurant went pretty well. He stuck around for a while, didn't it?
I did okay. I think maybe compared to other celebrity restaurants. I don't know if it makes any
money. I don't
even
know how this one does. Does it do okay?
Yeah, it's very well reviewed. I've not been. It's extremely well reviewed.
No, it's really good, actually. And that first one he had, that's such a huge location, though. That's a really hard venue.
It is.
That's a big.
Yeah, a lot of people failed at that and look bad. So I don't. Again, you know, I just think he's. Maybe he's more worried about other things than he. And that's just what it was. He found other things that bothered him, as we know, and it took up most of his mind with stuff that you and I would say, what? Why are you mad about that? What are you mad about that for? And it just wasn't political stuff. It just wasn't. I'm going to take a stance here. It just wasn't. He just didn't. And I actually, you know, I haven't been around too many guys who did. At least not like I was around him.
I can't remember the name of that Soul Glow jelly.
Soul Glow.
No, and it was like in a magazine ad, too.
I know. I remember it. I was given some of the cologne, too. That real bad.
Yeah, and that was, and you actually.
I still
wear
have that
cologne.
Bottle in my house somewhere, the Jordan cologne.
You have to have it
because when I was a kid, I would collect everything Bulls. You know, right in that age group where it was like all MJ, all Bulls. I've got that cologne in a box somewhere.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Did it attract women?
Certainly not to me. Obviously, but it has nothing to do with the cologne. Also, I was like 12, you know, so I shouldn't really be wearing the cologne.
It brought
anyway.
Baldy over.
Yeah, so I guess it worked.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Right, that's not a way to market a cologne.
What's
if
that?
You say it attracts Brendan McCaffrey.
Why not?
Unless you want to murder him.
What's wrong with that? It's my guy. It's a measuring stick, though.
What does this do? Well, you don't want to know. It just has a special pheromone that attracts Brendan McCaffrey.
Oh, can I murder him? Yeah, sure. Do whatever you want. Okay.
All right.
I'll give you a case.
Well, how much do you need? Are they sprinkling it all over the city?
Anyway. Yeah, sure. A lot of stuff. But I think overall on balance, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea. And I'm not saying he did. I certainly didn't. But, you know, look, it's well after the fact. And nobody comes close to those shoes. Nobody comes close to that stuff.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
I would.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I would even have a good time at a Charlotte Hornets game if I was him. And I know generally sometimes he doesn't because he's itchy and twitchy and just like wants to beat some Orioles watching that team play. But I think that, you know, I'm told by a guy who knew him very, very well that he's happy. He's happier than he's been in a long time. And all I can say is good for him because I remember when he was a kid and he was fine. And you know, as everything occurred and he became whatever he was at times, not uncooperative, but just something stored up inside of him that just wouldn't go away. I mean, whatever that guy was, if he's happy, I'm happy. That's good. That's good because I still don't, you know, there's a lot of missteps and stuff I don't like, but I still on balance. Dealing with him when he got here, he was really honest and really good, and that's
I came. There was a time where I really didn't like him.
I know.
You know, and I.
That's later on, though.
Yeah. I mean, during the whole Wizards thing when he was all. He was really bitter and.
I know.
The whole vanity project that was the Wizards really soured me because he just ruined an entire.
Brendan was part of that Wizards team. I mean,
hijacked an entire franchise and just for his own ends and was finally able to pull and just said, look, get out of here. You've ruined this whole thing. And it was just his own self indulgent vanity project that didn't have to happen. And
I agree.
But I guess he, the competitive flame had to burn out somehow.
Yeah,
but
it just wouldn't.
I know.
Just did, you know what I mean? It just wouldn't.
Maybe it finally has. Maybe he's found a way to sublimate that kind of tension and that kind of.
You know,
that,
I don't know. Nobody talks to him. I mean, he's not. There's only a few people in the world apparently that could actually talk to him if you want to. I don't see. You ever see him quoted? He doesn't, you know, very low profile about all this stuff, and I don't know if he, but like I say, somebody I know knows him and remains in touch with him, said he's happy. Came up in conversation a couple weeks ago, we were talking about him, and said he's happy.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bottom of the hour, second half.
Oh, yeah.
Things and stuff on the score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
Guess what? Your shots don't count more than theirs do, okay? You guys are shooting the same threes and the same twos. So guess what you're going to have to do every once in a while? You have to play some damn defense.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Other than extreme myopians, I think we all knew this was going to be a long, tough year for the Lakers. While there were some freaks actually running around this town saying the Lakers would win it all, most with half a brain knew that even making the playoffs in the West was a stretch, and if that happened, they should actually hang a banner. And even if they weren't going to be good, at least they'd be interesting, with Kobe finally coming back and running with all sorts of young, athletic talent around him. You know the old saying, you are what your record says you are. Wrong again. The Lakers started 0-3, and they were worse than what their record said they were. Going into last night, they had a chance to get right against Denver, and then they got hammered again. Kobe Bryant struggling. They're all struggling. Bryant was asked what he would tell Laker fans who were concerned. Kobe said, quote, just freak out. It's good for the soul, end quote. I would love to tell you, Laker fan, that this is just a small sample, and this is not who that team is. Unfortunately, they are. I'm Jim Rome.
When I travel, I know I'll come back changed, especially since I'm willing to change the way I travel. Bags checked, security cleared, now boarding the first-class cabin. The captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. I'm ready for takeoff.
With its striking front grille, 17-inch alloy wheels, and sporty exterior, the new 2016 Toyota Avalon is fly in every sense of the word.
I'm world traveler Nelson George, and the Avalon is my passport to possibilities.
Explore more at toyota.com/Avalon. Toyota. Let's go places. Nelson George is a paid spokesperson.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strack and Van Til, Ultra, or TwiningsUSA.com.
You know, it's amazing how often I use my internet service at home, whether I'm on social media for work, which is quite a bit, streaming a TV show or a movie that I can enjoy on my own private time, or I'm on email. I use my internet a lot. Thankfully, I have my internet with Xfinity. Hey there, friends. It's Matt Batacola. My Xfinity internet is always fast and always reliable. No matter which part of the house I'm in, I always have a strong signal. Even with multiple devices running, the internet service never, ever slows down. Now, based on over 60 million consumer tests run at speedtest.net, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America. So you're not just taking my word for it, there's proof. Now, Xfinity has a variety of plans that will best fit your family's needs, whether you surf the web a little or a lot, Xfinity has a plan for you. Now, if you want the fastest and most reliable internet service at your house, coupled with outstanding customer service, then you need to make the switch to Xfinity today. And you can make that switch for only $14.99 a month for 12 months. So call right now, 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com. Now, this incredible offer ends 12/8/15. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply. So call today for all the info that you need so you can start enjoying the fastest and most reliable internet at your house. Their number again is 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
Go 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There's been a lot of concern that I've been doing too many commercials. But in my own defense, I don't do every commercial that they bring to me. You see, once or twice I've been pressured to do commercials that later I had second thoughts about. Like this one.
So when you want hardcore pornographic videos, remember this label. Because it's not really pornographic. That just says Michael Jordan.
That's Michael Jordan on SNL. We believe that's 1991. Circa 1991. Which really is quite something when you think about it. 1991. Holy crap. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 Score. We'll be doing the second half in a couple moments. So a couple little interesting baseball thing for sure I have. And then I'm not sure. I got about a million things today. There's so much going on with the league back. It's tough to cull through it.
I found the old Michael Jordan hair care ad. It was something called Ultra Star Hair Products. And there is a picture. Waiting. There's a picture of him in a tux, showing off his full head of hair.
Yep.
And there's three people behind him. Everybody, there's like a Reggie Theus looking guy, and everybody's got and a woman with just the full head of hair. They're all sort of looking at him and smiling and pointing at him. It says Michael Jordan says it's easy to get star status with Ultra Star Hair Products, and it's called the ultimate in men's hair care. And there's like a light conditioner and an activator and an ultra sheen, and it's somewhat ironic. Maybe a very ironic that guy who made the shaved head more acceptable and famous for black guys, eventually white guys and everybody, the guy that brought that back into vogue initially when he arrived here was pushing hair care products.
Well, see, if he'd have done one for the cologne in later years, Baldy would have been behind him.
Well, I don't know if he would like also looking like Reggie Theus.
Exactly. Like, we all want to look like Reggie Theus. Are you kidding me? Reggie the Us? Come on. Our guy. My guy.
The league is so good, though. I mean, there's... And here's the other thing, too, that the NBA... As opposed to other leagues, I think baseball's doing okay, too. I would say the NBA and baseball are so much better than the NFL at putting videos out there. The NFL's trying to limit the use of vines and other videos and GIFs or GIFs, whatever you want to call them.
Yep.
The NBA, they know stuff's going to get in the public domain anyway. And I'll tell you what, I've been so impressed with Adam Silver. He's been on the right side of so much stuff. He's on the right side of sports gambling. He's on the right side when it comes
to... Is he available, by the way? Does he come on to play once in a while?
I'd love to talk to him.
Okay, we'll put him on the list. Maddie will put him on the list. Because I don't know. I don't see him quoted a lot. But I have a feeling he's not honest, that he will do it. I mean, I'm not sure he wants to sit around every day and do it. But we'll give him a run because you're right about him. You're right about him. And look, I understand that because you had the star power you had last year, that the numbers were great for the NBA Finals, but the league is just extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. And
it really is.
Yeah, but what he's done is he understands that these videos, that people are going to see stuff, and the NBA, especially the NBA's own Twitter feed and the teams, they push stuff into your timeline. They've got it for you. They don't want you to miss it. They want to make sure, late at night, early in the morning, they send you, here's what Steph Curry just did. Here's what just happened. Here's what you missed. Tune into this right now. These teams are close, and the game is late, and this is where it's playing. I mean, they've got an understanding of what the value is of the immediacy of social media to get you stuff. That they want to make sure that by the time you get to work, you've seen all the cool stuff that's happened in their league. I would never have tuned in necessarily to watch Roy Hibbert run the floor and watch D'Angelo Russell against Emmanuel Mudiay, but I saw it because they gave it to me. It's right there, and the video's playing.
How did it look?
Well, Roy Hibbert, I can't tell you the last time I saw that guy sprint the floor. I mean, they're no good, but but the fact that you get guys like Russell and Mudiay squaring off.
Mudiay good?
He carries himself like a pro, I'll tell you that.
I know that, yeah.
He's got a confident young swagger about him. I guess that's what professional experience will do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I just think all in all, from the very beginning of his tenure, that he has done a great job. And that stuff added to it. He's just done a for a guy who, he looks odd, but he's a very smart guy about what he does. And he's just sort of continuing along the path. But I mean, he has a chance now with this league, and he's taking every opportunity to do it too. I mean, that was a spectacular season they had last year, given the interest and all the other stuff that was there. And man, he continues to build on it. And the young players, not all, like any other sport, not all. But he has some really good young players that are going to be around for a long time. And you look at Kyle, there's certainly more on the way. You know, and then nobody's, the only thing that bothers me about it as you go on is that you start missing because of injury time, which right. just because of that sport. It just right. kills me.
This thought from Gino, he says, there's a subtle incongruity to Kareem's criticism of Michael for failing to engage in a civil rights issue.
Mm-hmm.
Michael may have lacked an active role in contemporary issues, but what Michael did is live the dream of the civil rights movement. By his active example, he achieved a level of wealth, power, and popularity that transcended color, exactly the seeming end of the drive toward equality. I can't help but wonder if the likes of Michael end up doing more for racial harmony than many of those antagonistic, hypercritical voices whose constant denigration of another culture could grow wearisome. It's true as gains are made without the commensurate reduction in rancor. Michael simply achieved more than most anyone, regardless of race. He was a solid citizen, a respected presence. He was mostly cordial, largely a good example, even if the extant warts, the likes of which exist in most anyone, needed masking with PR. He lived and is still living the dream, whether this was Dr. King's or every kid whose life Jordan touched. Sorry, Kareem, being the good ambassador doesn't always mean protesting or leveling charges or recalcitrance. Living well really is the best revenge. In this case, it may be his best political statement.
Well, and I think the same, look at his, Kareem's teammates on the great Laker teams of the 80s were also very quiet until one of them attained something, as the wording was put. Magic Johnson was not in his social movements. He was, you know, I mean, I think there's other targets besides Michael. And I really am glad, and maybe Michael has finally realized what he's accomplished. Because finding happiness sometimes for guys like that is very difficult. And if it's true, what I'm told, that he's finally found it, good for him.
Maybe I'll catch the second half.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. We're just barely into the offseason, but baseball's hot stove already heating up. Today, the White Sox declined the 2016 option on shortstop Alexei Ramirez's contract, opting instead for the $1 million buyout, making Ramirez a free agent. Ramirez would have been the fifth highest paid player on the team. Still possible the Sox could re-sign him for a lower price. Sox also purchased the contract of left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips from AAA Charlotte. Elsewhere in MLB, Kirk Gibson gets an interview with the Dodgers for their open manager position. Zach Greinke is among those players who have opted out of their contracts in favor of free agency. Joe Nathan, Clint Barnes, Alex Rios, among some of the others. And the Nationals have hired pitching coach Mike Maddox. Blues are in town today to take on the Blackhawks. Marian Hossa out not only for tonight, but he's questionable to travel to New Jersey with the team for Friday's game against the Devils. Hawks don't expect Hossa to miss much more time than that. Corey Crawford will be in goal tonight. Puck drops at 7 at the United Center. Bears have the day off today. They'll return to practice tomorrow to start getting ready for Monday night's matchup against the Chargers. Bulls back at practice today after giving up 130 points and a loss to Charlotte last night. They'll take on the Thunder at home tomorrow. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. Know about a HERM emergency anytime, anywhere. Kidde's new remote link monitor listens for a smoke or CO alarm and alerts you via a free app on your phone or tablet. One device, no extra cost, simple, smart connection from Kidde. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
The second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
We talked some basketball about the Chicago Bulls disaster last night, and we talked to James Big Cat Williams doing some football things also. Anything else of note? Yeah, talk also the story of the day around here, and actually a national story as well with a debacle that's going on, the insulting debacle in Fox Lake that just now finally, after weeks of people knowing exactly what was going on, is now coming to light only because this was forced out, because people are still trying to protect themselves We're not at the bottom of it yet, and it's going to take a long time to figure out
quite the bottom.
Where all the dirt is and where everything's buried.
All right, so this is let's turn the clock back to 2007, okay? And this is in honor of my Kansas City Specials, okay? Eric Hosmer, in the summer of 2007, he was a high school student in Miami, was 17 years old. He was recruited to play on a travel team. It would fly him and other players to various cities for tournaments, then fly them back. On occasion, some players used the Cincinnati area home of assistant coach as a base in between tournaments. The coach would give the players chores around the house to earn their keep. One day, three of the boys staying at the house were doing yard work in the front of the house. One was cutting grass, one was edging a lawn, and the third was trimming the bushes. Thank you. A neighbor dropped by and asked if he could take a picture. Why? The coach wondered. Because you've got about $400 million of yard work being done. The roommates were Hosmer, Matt Harvey, and a future Red Sox infield prospect named Devin Marrero. That team went 54-6 and won the Connie Mack World Series. Hosmer was the series MVP. Harvey won the clincher. And if you recall the key moment in Game 5 when they met in the ninth inning, unbelievable. He doubled off of Harvey, and then that was the end of him because he wanted to stay in the game. But, you know, these guys go way back. But can you imagine that doing yard work or Eric Hosmer and Matt Harvey?
Just some information that I got from some sources who were close to the Patrick Kane situation and just what went into the accuser's decision to no longer cooperate. I was told that three separate threats to her were so specific and so credible that they resulted in each one being investigated separately and individually with its own investigation of the particular threat. That the threats, those three authorities were called in. That the threats of physical violence were constant and to the point where she is now, regardless of what happens, even if there would be a civil case, that she is now thinking about leaving the area and never coming back because of constant intimidation, constant threats from everywhere, that it is that a normal life may not be possible.
Well, I must admit that the reaction we've heard here and other places, you can't really be surprised, can you?
Right, nor can you be safe from it wherever you go, because so much of it was coming from here and not just from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. A lot of it was coming from Chicago. Yep. I don't know if any of the three specific threats that were investigated were coming from here, however. So,
a sad place sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, the other thing, we had talked a lot about this. About the Ben Roethlisberger damage control playbook.
Mm-hmm.
As Roethlisberger was trying to repair his image, one of the things that was suggested to him was he get back with his longtime on again, off again girlfriend and
get married
for public purposes. Get married and live like a grown up. So I certainly will not be surprised if that happens.
That's the
here.
Word.
That see I and yep. I and I haven't heard specifically, but there are people involved in the attempts to rehabilitate his image who would understand that the next move is to find the on again off again girlfriend and put a ring on it for image purposes.
You know, can I tell you something that the last guy in the world I want to hear from in any situation is Matt Leinart. And this is regards to living your life, playing football, whatever it is. In this case, it's playing football. And his tweet today was, Titans coach fired, now Marcus Mariota has a chance. And then his next tweet was, karma. Well, we know that in 2008, he was a rookie with Arizona, played 11 games. Ken Wisenhunt took over in 2009. And you know what he did? He did this crazy thing. He did this really crazy thing. Instead of going with Matt Leinart, who I think can fairly be described as awful, don't you think?
Yes.
I think that's fair. You know what that damn Ken Wisenhunt did? He started Kurt Warner.
Damn it.
Which to this day apparently rankles Matt Leinart. What an idiot.
Some of the specifics from this story that John McCain and Jeff Flake, what they uncovered about the pay for patriotism stuff at sporting events, it's really off-putting. And I don't like it anyway, no matter who's paying for it, because of the amount of pandering that's done and how teams use it for inventory and then they sell it. They say, oh, there's veterans. Now you have to applaud. And now we can say this is brought to you by. That's really low rent. And people stand up and give a standing ovation. Yeah, veterans, yeah. But somebody's buying the inventory. It's as cynical as you can get. And now they're actually uncovering it. So it was 50 teams across five major sports leagues, contracts to the Department of Defense. The Atlanta Falcons got $879,000 for the state's National Guard. The Patriots, $700,000. The Buffalo Bills, $650,000. Atlanta Braves, $450,000. The Minnesota Wild, the tops in the NHL, at $570,000. Wow. And McCain said he talked to a few of the service members that they didn't know their appearances were being used to monetarily benefit the teams. And they called the clubs involved. They said they talked to a couple owners who had no idea what was going on. No idea. And McCain said they should have known this was going on. When you own a team, you're responsible for what the team does. And they said that the department knew this wouldn't sit well with the American public. So the Department of Defense dragged its feet cooperating with the investigation, calling the Pentagon unusually and especially aggressive in trying to withhold this information from us. The Pentagon tried to discount the importance of the whole situation. So now they've instituted some changes. So they're banning paid patriotism. The NFL says they're going to audit their books to make sure it's no longer happening. Roger Goodell saying that the league is going to refund the money the teams received for tributes to the troops. This stuff has never felt right. It never feels right. It always feels icky and nationalistic. Yeah. And it's never seemed anything but to be nationalistic, jingoistic pandering.
That's it. We do it every damn day. We've done a Bears game the day before. We always ask what you think of this at 312-644-6767 or the other things, a wide variety of things we've discussed today on Boards and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio.
I would say we got a special programming announcement.
What do we have?
Coming up next.
Your football weekend kicks off with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. This time, don't miss the Browns and Bengals battling in primetime. Who'll come out on top? Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Looking for wines, you're looking for stuff maybe to bring to Thanksgiving, or maybe you just want to order it to have in the house. This is what I had last year. Was the same batch. This is the newest lot of the Monterey County Pinot Noir from chwine.com. It's lot 472, and this is a classic, unapologetic California-style Pinot. Full-bodied and lush. You get those raspberry and cherry notes, all that the good red fruit stuff and smooth tannins. I had it with giant plates of dark meat turkey and the skin and the neck and gravy, and it was absolutely ideal. Just enough acid to cut through. But no, the tannins don't overpower. It's the perfect wine to serve with turkey. Yeah, turkey. And normally a wine like this would be $50. But see, for you, it's not, because Cameron Hughes sources the wine from the high-end vineyards. And this particular Pinot came from the Santa Lucia Highlands and Gavilan Mountain. There's a who's who of high-end Pinot producers with whom he works. And this is one of them. The 2013 Monterey County Pinot Noir. It's $15. So get one or more bottles as part of your order at chwine.com, or you are missing out on yet another great Thanksgiving wine. You got to punch in the code. That's your free shipping. Wine's heavy, costs a lot of money to ship, except this costs no money to ship. You get free shipping on your order and a free sommelier corkscrew. This is a no-brainer. Do this before the holiday. chwine.com. Use my code Dan. This Pinot, by the way, again, 472, lot 472. chwine.com. chwine.com. Click the mic in the upper left corner. Enter D-A-N. Don't wait. This is a great wine. It's a great deal. Get on this.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Take it.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the big league.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
I restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 346, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we chose this time, I didn't know, to have a very exciting announcement. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it's great for us.
It is great for us, yep. Something should be great for us, for the love of God.
Every Wednesday at 4 o'clock... we are going to talk Bulls and NBA with Mark Schanowski of Comcast Sportsnet.
That'd be a good thing.
Isn't it?
It's great. Yes, I love Mark. I've known him forever.
Yeah, and he's been, I've heard him on this station for a long time doing really good work when it comes to Bulls and NBA stuff. And he's been very opinionated and lucid in his analysis and criticism. So we, and you know when it's going to start? It's going to start in about 15 minutes. He's going to join us.
There's no sense waiting.
Right.
There's no sense waiting. Special surprise? Yeah, there's no sense waiting. Okay. I agree. I think that after last night, It's the perfect time.
Yeah,
basketball.
You know, something like that normally isn't in the middle of an NBA season. Oh, geez, we have one of those days. But you don't usually see a clunker like that on a team this talented that early in the season.
Yeah, it's a little early for that. That's like the end of a road trip bad. That's like the West Coast swing, that last game you get buried or whatever. But no, you're right. A little early.
Yep.
A little early for that crapola. Hey, but it's a different team. Except for Aaron Brooks.
So bad.
Boy, I can't. It's like a bad dream.
Well, Amir weighs in, as always. He said, that Charlotte game looked like the Bulls finally shook off the Pavlovian need to provide effort on defense out of fear of getting screamed at and or benched by Tom Thibodeau. Well, it's like I say, cats away, mice will play.
Yep.
That's going to happen to you. We didn't get to the story either. Did you notice there's sort of a complicated business story? It was our old friend Ted Cox that wrote this for DNAinfo.com.
Oh, yeah.
That is part of the deal with the Lucas Museum. Do you see that the Bears they're now able to raise the price for the tailgating fee?
Yes, I did see that.
There's special parking fees, and it used to be the Bears would collect the fees. They pay the park district $1 million a year to collect the fees, and apparently that the cost for these tailgating spots on the secondary market were selling at multiples of what the actual rate was, and the Bears are thinking now, well, hey, why don't we just charge that much more and see what the market will bear for them? You know what we're going to have.
Oh, I can't believe the Bears would think that way.
I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking that way.
No, I'm not thinking that. No, it's okay.
Because we hear how dedicated these tailgaters are and also how ridiculous the you know, the whole tailgating culture. Remember we started taking those calls initially? Yeah. Well, what do you mean we're not allowed to leave Mama in the trailer? Because they made it so you had to actually enter the game because people were so drunk. And they didn't have tickets and were loitering and
that's football tradition though. That's football. That's what they do.
So
I mean, I you think tailgaters are any different in San Francisco parking lot? They're liable to kill you.
Right? No,
they're liable to kill you dead.
No, tailgating culture is
it's bad.
It is ingrained.
Yeah, it's drunk and it's worse by the end of the day and it's led to a lot. I mean, I don't know all tailgaters. I know that a lot of fights do break out. And it just is, and in the places you wouldn't expect them to. I don't know much about Soldier Field. I haven't heard much of problems there. But in places you wouldn't think, you know, that this would be a problem. It's a problem.
So the Bears are going to get 232 tailgating spots at the Hutchison Field tennis courts in Grant Park.
Wow.
They lose 32 on Northerly Island.
Sweet.
So they're going from 3,161 tailgating spots to 3,361. 124 in the East Museum lot next to the field, 824 in the Waldron deck, 584 at the Adler, and 129 on Northerly Island in addition to the South lot.
And God only knows. I know. I think everybody out there is aware they're hurting for money. Yeah, NFL teams, the Bears in particular, hurting. No money. I got nothing. What do you got? Nothing. Well, you're worth $2 billion, aren't you? I got nothing. Hey, give me some parking spots, would you?
Yeah, but I'd never have a problem. If they want to take on, and I don't know what sort of liability a team takes on with tailgaters, because I would always be worried about that. Just at how close you are to somebody doing something stupid.
I don't know.
The amount of people in the middle of the day who are flopping around drunk.
Hell, they can't wait till noon they're drunk.
Oh, I know. I'll never understand.
I won't either.
I'll never be able to do that because I was bad at it, the whole day drinking thing. I went to one of those football games with the Southerners, and they're there in their tweed sport coats and their girlfriends with all the Aquanet hairspray. I'm like, what's up? And they're drinking bourbon and Coke.
Yeah, buddy. You're speaking my language.
That was the culture.
You're talking to me.
All those Southern gentlemen could drink their bourbon and Cokes, and I would drink a couple of them, and I said, I'm going home and falling asleep.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain art form to day drinking, but even though I would never, ever, I don't think I've ever in my life done anything before noon where I would go somewhere and I immediately go to a telly and start drinking. I just don't have it in me. It isn't something that I crave. I say, oh, man, that should be on my list of things I need to do. I need to get drunk at 10 in the morning. I don't. and I don't need any of it. Look, I always use tailgaters. If I just walk through there wandering, I look through there like I needed a friend.
Right.
It'd be all places all across the country.
Because that time
I get invited.
That's before they got icky and sloppy.
Yeah,
When you were, and I agree that I would walk through them too, that on the way in.
Hey, how you doing?
Right, on the way in, everybody was always nice, and some people doing some exotic stuff on these grills. But
I always got fed. Yeah. I never went up to any damn press. I didn't need to.
Oh, but late in the day. Ooh, yeah. When, especially after a loss and everybody's all sour and, you know, mama's asleep in the back and somebody's got their pants off somewhere and, you know, it just. Well, it was all bad, all wrong. They're dumping out there. Yeah, they have those places where everyone's.
Well, maybe mom has got her pants off.
Well, it's possible. I didn't check. I was not asked to check at that point.
I didn't go back, but I just found it a convenient way to get better food. And there was not a place I went. This is the God's truth. There was not a place I went. And I went to a lot of college football games and a lot of the great places to go. There's not a place I didn't get invited and didn't, and I accepted the invitation.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Mark Schanowski is going to talk Bulls with us next on The Score.
Bears, Chargers. Can the Bears and John Fox get a win in a Monday night throwdown? Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage and analysis of Bears, Chargers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Pea coats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is a... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.